Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. That is for sure. Joining us now from Media Matters, we've got Liz Power. Liz, welcome to Union Edge.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now, we remember how our friends at Fox News and other outlets, some congressional members or members of Congress were warning us and educating us about the problems of the Affordable Care Act. I remember very distinctly, I'm sure many other people, Michelle Bachmann talking about death panels and killing children and killing seniors and killing women. We haven't seen that yet, have we? 5 years down the road.
Yeah, 5 years later, and most of these predictions and myths have not materialized, have they?
No. Are they still coming? Is the apocalypse coming, or is it, or was it much ado about nothing? And we actually have 14 million people that have signed up for it.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers from the administration are 16.4 million people have signed up, but that is a stark contrast to the apocalyptic predictions we heard 5 years ago.
Right. And it's a wonderful thing. I mean, people have health care coverage. They can go to a doctor. They don't have to go to the county assistance office for health care, and they don't have to go to the taxpayers to pay their health care for them.
Yeah, and children can stay on their parents' insurance longer. You can't be denied for pre-existing conditions. It's a lot of benefits, I would say.
I think you're right. A lot of good benefits there. A lot of people getting covered. But still, I mean, I'm waiting for, the apocalypse. When's it going to happen?
Right. So 5 years ago, before the passage of the Affordable Care Act, we heard these predictions, and Glenn Beck really led the charge on this, I would say. He at one point said it'll be the end of America as you know it if Obamacare gets passed.
Oh, no.
But the good news is we're still here.
Yeah, I think we are, and I think we're doing better, and I think as this program continues to grow and grow, that more and more people are going to do better. I am not sure why some want to take us back to, insurance-run death panels, or however you want to port it, but I think that even my favorite Canadian-born Cuban has said that he wants to repeal it all. Didn't they have something like 75 votes in the House and the Senate to repeal the Affordable Care Act, knowing full well that they didn't have a supermajority to override a presidential veto and waste hundreds of thousands or millions of taxpayer dollars doing so?
Yeah, they definitely seem to like to bring up that vote every so often. I think there's at least been over 50, I know.
Yeah, it's far too many. If you keep trying to do the same thing the same way and you keep getting the same results and you're expecting different results, I think insanity is the word somebody used. I'm not sure. But so what else? I mean, what else about these naysayers that were out there, these people that poo-pooed the program? What else are we looking at? I mean, people are getting covered. What else?
I mean, so we looked back at some of these predictions that they made, and, I mean, they were insane would be one way to put it. Rush Limbaugh in 2009 argued that if Obamacare was passed, all of us will be slaves because the road to serfdom is paved in Obamacare, is how he put it.
I seem to remember also he said if Obamacare was passed, he was going to leave the United States.
Yeah, he said 5 years after it's passed, I'm going to leave the country. And I think that was actually earlier this month was the five-year anniversary of Rush saying that, and he didn't follow through.
Are you saying that a shock jock didn't follow through on their word?
It seems to be that way. It's surprising, I know.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure how I'm going to handle this. I mean, I'm absolutely surprised. But the long and short of this is, folks, and quite honestly, I think that we can you know, fix some of these problems that are out there. You know, first of all, we're talking with Liz Powers of Media Matters. I want to ask you honestly, do we at this point in time have to find a good reputable place to find information, or should we just believe the shock jocks?
No, I mean, I think it's really important to make sure you're getting your news from a reputable source, and we focus a lot at Media Matters to make sure that we're holding these sources accountable for what they say and what they write.
And can you, just off the top of your head, think of any good places people can go to find out solid information, factual information?
Good, solid, factual sites?
Yeah. I mean, Media Matters, obviously, but you work for them, so that might be a little bit of a conflict of interest. But are there any good sites out there that people can go to get good facts?
You know, the biggest thing I would say is just to make sure that you look into the information yourself too. You can't really believe everything you read, but besides Media Matters, which of course is a great site to go
it
to
is.
And get real information, I would say Think Progress does a lot of good work looking at stuff and getting detailed information as well.
Well, there you go, folks. Somebody who's far smarter than I am telling you to go out there and search for yourself, find out for yourself, and do your own homework, because, you know, you should not believe me just because I'm on the radio. Go check it out. You know, what can I tell you? Liz, any final words for us today?
No, but I think I would just remind you that Obamacare has done a lot of great things. We're at the lowest uninsured rate that we've had, or the largest drop in uninsured rate in 4 decades, and I think that's in large part thanks to the ACA.
There you go. We appreciate it. How do we find out more about you and what you write for Media Matters?
You can go online to mediamatters.org, and you can look me up under Liz Power.
And if you tweet it out, include us at The Union Edge, and we'll retweet it for you. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.